Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS. Find today's episode and previous editions of the Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now.
The Chad Olson Show.
Chad Olson Show.
CNN is saying I'm taking horse dewormer.
Yeah, what? So
they must know that's a lie. Well,
there's a lot of people saying it.
Right, but a lot of people can say it.
Okay.
Like the internet says it. Who cares?
Sure.
But CNN is anyway. Saying it. Like Jim Acosta. But
I meant like USA Today, a few other places.
Yeah.
And they're talking about ivermectin.
Yeah.
Right? So what? Because I don't know. I just saw so much news about you. I mean, I would talk to you and check on you and see if you're all right. And you're like. You threw the kitchen sink at it, you said, which was stuff that, you know, you took IV drips and was it mono what?
Monoclonal antibodies.
Yeah, that is Joe Rogan reacting to the defamatory bilge that's being spewed across the mainstream media without apology and without a single care or concern about intellectual honesty or the... Even the journalistic ethics breach that exists and is exhibited by these outlets in the misportrayal and the degree of alarmism they're attaching to ivermectin usage. By the way, you could swallow an entire tube of ivermectin. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm not saying to do it. But as somebody who's at least had shirt tail experience around large animals in the hill country, the sand hill country in Nebraska, and here in cattle country in South Dakota, you could take a large quantity of ivermectin, and you might have a few fairly emergency trips to the restroom, but other than that, you're not going to be adversely affected by it. And the way that they're defaming not just Joe Rogan, but they're defaming the product itself. I'm half expecting that the makers of ivermectin are going to come out and sue based on a misportrayal about their product, and they rightfully absolutely should, because it is being damaged in the public sense about what it actually represents as a medication. Dominion Voting System thinks they can sue everybody on God's green earth for defamation and slander. I promise you, the folks at ivermectin have every right to do the exact same thing. It is highly effective, won the Nobel Prize in 2015 for use against Plasmodium, Cryptosporidium, and Shigella in the treatment of amoebic dysentery and in the treatment of malaria as well in third world and developing nations. It is a proven medication in humans, not just in large animals. It can be used in large animals with very small brains as well. And that, of course, covers just about everybody at CNN. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.